If I have my information correct, and there's always a possibility I don't because I'm known to make error, but I believe it was October 1st, which was a Friday, that the World's Fair opened.
Really?
That was my... That's basically what I said. Really?
Could have fooled me.
World's Fair?
Where?
Didn't know we had it. Well, maybe this is the reason why. For the first time ever, it's being held in the Middle East, in the United Arab Emirates.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was pushed back. It was supposed to be in 2020 last year, but...
Because of COVID.
Exactly right. Mm-hmm. Got pushed back a year. And so now, but it is underway. Again, at the United Arab Emirates, it's a six-month-long exhibition, and it says it's offering the United Arab Emirates in Dubai a momentous opportunity to showcase its unique East meets West appeal as a place where all businesses are welcome. The World's Fair, which has a great history, known for global exhibitions to capture imaginations and showcase some of the most important innovations that we know today. For example, at the first World's Fair in the United States in 1876, the Alexander Graham Bell telephone was debuted.
Ah, yeah, that's significant.
I would say so. Other features at World's Fairs in the past have been inventions such as the typewriter, a mechanical calculator, and it says here, which I had no clue, Heinz ketchup.
Oh, really?
I didn't know Heinz ketchup
from the World's
debuted
Fair.
At a World Fair. Hmm. The sewing machine. The elevator, carbonated soda, the Ferris wheel, and who will ever forget 1939 at New York's World Fair where the television made its debut.
Goodness.
Well, sometimes the contribution to humanity has negative connotations as well.
Yes, in some ways.
Exactly right. I did know about Heinz
ketchup. Really?
I did. Hmm. That's only because my wife and I visited the Heinz Museum in Pittsburgh a few years ago. So that's how I did know that fact.
And when you had a dog named Heinz, I suppose.
Yeah, that's right.
Right, yeah. Didn't the Space Needle come with the World's Fair?
Very good, yes. Ah, they talk about in this story, too. Yeah, the Space Needle, sometimes structures are built.
I'm thinking in the Middle East, they probably are building something enormously high. But we don't know.
No.
I guess what
don't
the
know.
Highlight is.
The Eiffel Tower, which I'd forgotten or I did not know, the Eiffel Tower was built.
Another World's
Fair. For the World's Fair in Paris.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's got great history. Mm-hmm. But again, my response was, really? I didn't know it. And more than 190 nations are represented, spotlighting great tourist attractions, such as a giant African food hall, a massive mirror-like fountain with silver cascades of water, a recently excavated royal Egyptian mummy. There are concerts and performances going on, and plenty of dining options, including a $500 three-course meal with glow-in-the-dark cuisine.
Whoa.
Yeah.
$500?
Yeah, that's what it says. Glow-in-the-dark cuisine. You got to play it off for to glow-in-the-dark.
Yeah, I see.
And the United States, by the way, and I don't believe this. It says here, the American Pavilion... paid for by the United Arab Emirates because the U.S. could not raise the funds in time. What? Do you remember any fundraising questions? Do you remember any big donations for the World's Fair representation? Anyway, we are boasting a replica of the SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket. We are also having a conveyor belt that is showcasing as it goes by multimedia infomercials for American inventions. Multimedia infomercials? Is that really what we want to represent to the world? Is there infomercials? And there is on display a Quran that belonged to Thomas Jefferson.
Jefferson, yeah.
Is an example of how religious freedom is woven into the very fabric of American society. Mm-hmm. I can understand that in the United Arab Emirates. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there's a big controversy going on.
Oh?
Big controversy. This is in the Italian exhibit. In the pavilion for Italy, a 3D replica of Michelangelo's David is there.
Ooh.
Nudity is a no-no in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
Most visitors, all you're going to see is David's head looking at you. Because he is positioned in an octagon-shaped housing, if you will. Here's a picture of it.
A cube.
Housing.
This is her. Look, that's what you see. You see that?
That's all you see.
Here's Davidson. That's all you see, unless you're a VIP with special access. And then you can catch a view of the statue from head to toe while it's on display for the next 6 months in Dubai. The display, some say, is what is appropriate because of where it is on display. Mm-hmm. Others are arguing that it's a form of artistic expression and therefore should not be censored by any government. Let people decide what they want to see. If they want to see it, they can go in and look at it. If they don't want to see it, then don't go in.
From here, it looks like he's sitting in a hot tub.
It does. It does. It really does.
And he's never been more comfortable after standing all those years. An artistic historian in Rome says what the rich, the great, and the good can see and what the ordinary folks can see should not be two different things. Because, again, you have to be a VIP. You got to pay for your VIP access.
So there's a controversy. Okay.
That's what they're saying. Apparently, Italian experts, it says here, took 40 hours of digital scanning. This is an actual replica. I mean, complete. I mean, full size and everything. They used recycled plastic materials, a mix of resins and marble dust to create David to stand in Italy's exhibit at the World Fair in Dubai.
So they go to all that trouble and then they end up hiding it.
Yes. Unless, of course.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, I'd like to know, did you get three courses for $500? My goodness, I'd expect more courses or something.
Well, remember, glow in the dark. You want to pay for the glow in the dark.
Will you glow in the dark after
That's
consuming?
That's a good question. Yeah. Once you consume, that would be kind of weird, wouldn't it? We'll put a link up on the story here so you can see the picture for yourself if you'd like. Remember, you're only going to see, I like the description, David in a hot tub at the World's Fair. Apparently, you could look over. It's housed, but if you do look over, there is, by the way, a partition. So you can only see down to his waist, I guess.
See.
Yes, yeah. You're still, yeah. Even if you want to look over. You could, I guess, you see part of the muscular structure of the arms and chest, but won't see what the whole thing.
David's wondering why he had to move.
Yeah,
for all that. Think about it. All right, I didn't even know. I'm going to tell you, I didn't even know there still was a World's Fair. I had no idea.
That was the reaction of all of us. Then all of us were basically saying, "Really? good to know I wasn't alone." 6:50 on WSGW. Doesn't say, by the way, in this story, what it cost you for the VIP access to see. Might be cheaper just to go to Italy.